This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden says he strongly disagrees with the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to strike down affirmative action, calling it a severe disappointment. But the president says it cannot become a permanent setback for diversity in education. The 6-3 ruling deems unconstitutional the use by universities of race as a factor in deciding which qualified applicants can be admitted. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
President Biden, hours after the Supreme Court's ruling, said schools of higher education should keep a commitment to ensure their students come from diverse backgrounds that reflect all of America. Speaking at the White House, the president expressed concern the decision by the justices overturning decades of precedent could have ramifications beyond the classroom.
Companies who are already realizing the value of diversity should not use this decision as an excuse to turn away from diversity either.
Republicans are applauding the ruling. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Supreme Court.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the first black U.S. vice president, slammed the Supreme Court's decision as blind to history. The High Court declared race cannot be used as a factor in admissions, forcing institutions of higher education to look for new ways to achieve diverse student bodies. In a separate dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the court's first black female justice, called the decision truly a tragedy for us all. Harris told attendees at an economic forum in New Orleans to read Jackson's dissent.
What she so rightly has articulated, as I take away from her writing and the way I feel about it, is the disappointment is because this is now a moment where the court has not fully understand the importance of equal opportunity.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Thursday condemned this week's missile strike in the eastern Ukrainian city of Kramatorsk that killed at least 12 people, including three teenagers. Ukraine's national police said the attack late Tuesday wounded 16 others. It was the latest bombardment of a Ukrainian city, a tactic Russia has used heavily in the 16-month-old war. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq said the town has been used as a hub by humanitarians and volunteers working in the east of the country.
Our humanitarian colleagues emphasize that international humanitarian law protects civilians and civilian infrastructure, and everything must be done to minimize or avoid civilian harm, including by verifying targets. Humanitarian organizations on the ground mobilized immediately, including by providing first aid supplies, shelter support, and cash assistance. They've also set up psychological support to help people cope with immediate shock and trauma.
The strike and others across Ukraine late Tuesday and early Wednesday indicated the Kremlin is not easing its aerial onslaught on the country despite political and military turmoil at home. The U.S. economy, the outlook for the U.S. economy and economic growth in the last quarter has been revised sharply upward. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy grew at a 2% annual rate from January through March. The previous estimate for first quarter growth was 1.3%. However, even at 2%, that's still a deceleration from the annual rates for growth for both the third and fourth quarters of last year. The new figure, though, shows why the economy has avoided expectations of a recession. Consumers are spending despite rising borrowing costs. Consumer spending rose at an annual rate of more than 4% in the first quarter, the biggest increase in 2 years. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The United States is seeking to rejoin the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, otherwise known as UNESCO. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
U.S. officials say the decision to return was motivated by concern that China is filling the gap left by the U.S. in UNESCO policymaking, notably setting standards for artificial intelligence and technology education around the world. The U.S. and Israel stopped financing UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member state in 2011, and the Trump administration decided in 2017 to withdraw from the agency altogether, citing anti-Israel bias and management problems. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.